Well, I think we're looking at how we go forward and try to go forward in a more cooperative way, because I think we all recognize that the session is about accomplishing something good for the people of Missouri, and that they're not really interested in partisan fights. And so we're going to try to move forward and do it in a cooperative way, and we'll see how it works.
Was there anything discussed about previous questions, numbers for cutting off debate, things like that? Was that part of it?
Well, there's a lot of discussion. I mean, I think that it's a big issue for the minority, and we're going to spend the next few weeks trying to sort out how best to proceed on that. In the meantime, the commitment is to try to have the month of February work the way we all thought, and usually how we work here, the Senate work when we were in grade school. So we'll offer bills, amendments, debate, vote, move to the next thing.
Any hard feelings left over from all this? At one time there were some fairly hard words being spoken, but any feathers
yet to be unruffled? Hopefully not. I don't think so. I think the people, we had three of our members sit down with three of theirs, people who are going to be here a while and are concerned about how the Senate does its business going forward. So I think it was important to have those younger in the sense of service, but younger members involved with that, because they're the ones who are going to be here after I'm gone. This is my last year, and develop a working relationship that they think is able to move us forward. So, there's a lot of discussion between that group, but I think they got to a point where they felt like it's worth to move forward and try to have a more cooperative experience where people enjoy their service and we do something good for the people.
Sounds like you were working toward a long-term payoff, not a short-term resolution.
Well, I think so. And my concern is this is my final session. And so, come May 16th, I'm done, no matter what. But there are people here who may serve another 4, 6, 8 years, and they are concerned about how things get done going forward. And so we're taking a stab at doing it in a way that I think they feel is a long-term solution that makes sense for them, which I encouraged. I want them to be involved with how we go forward, because they will be dealing with the consequences a lot longer than me.
There's been ongoing negotiations. We've gone back and forth. Our team of negotiators, I think, operated in good faith with their team, and we came back with proposals, and this time it stuck.
Now, earlier you were talking about some kind of change in the previous question procedure and some things like that. Did you make any progress in that area?
The progress that was made is that we will continue to work toward that, but each side got concessions in the meantime as we see where the majority leader goes with that request on our behalf.
What kind of concessions did you get?
Well, these appointments were very important, so people were willing to deal on those. It's hard for me to say what kind of concessions, Bob. In good faith, we have assurances from three of their members that they will never sign nor participate in a previous question. That was the main sticking point on our end. The previous question is a big problem for us. This is a procedural move that it's an insult to senators who've gone out there and earned the respect enough of people to get elected to office. Our voices shouldn't be stifled. So while this process is going on, while we have this commitment, the majority leader will be working toward coming to an agreement with us on the number that we're looking at to offset the motion for the previous question.
Is three enough to keep it from happening?
Yes, it is. Okay. There's 20 of them. That knocks them down to the most 17. They'd ever have is 17.
Okay. Now, when I was talking to Mike was saying that the negotiators are three people from each party side who are going to be here a while.
Yes, they are.
And they're very much concerned with not just a short-term solution here, but they want to get something done for the long-term value of the Senate. Is that the way you read what they were doing?
Senator Gibbons and I met in district last week, and our conversation was about who has the most to invest in this. Who would it affect the most? I chose three people from my caucus. He chose three from his. They will be here. None of them are term limited out. for at least 4 to 6 years. And we believe that they were the ones that needed to sit together at the table and make this decision. And they all understand the importance of coming to something that works for everyone.
You've been through a lot of fire and stuff in your term in the Senate. Do you feel like the step you took this week with these six negotiators is going to pay off in this being more like the Senate even after you're gone?
That's the hope. The whole motivation is that even if I don't see it my last year here, that those who come behind us have a better opportunity to go back to what they won't even know the old Senate was like. I started in 2005 trying to make this a better place, and I want to leave it a better place.
I think you've taken a step in that direction tonight.
I do think we have. But I also, I'm being cautiously optimistic. I believe that these six people are truthful and honorable individuals, and anybody who breaks this promise will do it over those six dead bodies.